welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I'm seeing mums at local garden centers and wondering, how popular are they in Florida? We'll talk about this and how gardening is different in Florida from other areas of the country. Jim Hunter, owner of South Seminole Farm and Nursery, joins us with information on how the COVID-19 has affected gardening. He also grows some interesting crops. We'll talk about it. Joni has a neat ox beetle story. We're also waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Tom Benz is at the controls. Teresa Watkins and I are co-hosting a program from our homes, and Joni is here home too. Join Tom, Teresa, Jim, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
We at the Alzheimer's Association recognize that dealing with dementia is stressful under the best of circumstances, and the pandemic only adds to the challenge. We want you to know that you're not alone. We remain committed to providing care and support for families dealing with Alzheimer's and other dementia. Please visit us on the web at alzprogramsanytime.com to view resources and caregiving training anytime from the comfort of your home. Again, that's alzprogramsanytime.com.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
And we are certainly happy you joined us today for your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I have several items for discussion today. One is I'm seeing lots of mums at garden centers right now. A number of years ago, they were much more popular than they are today, but many of us still buy at least a few plants anyway. Well, the question is, should we, and how well do mums do? We'll talk about it. And we're also, when I was out actually planting my vegetable garden, I was thinking how different it is gardening in the Sunshine State. So I made a list, and I want to share it with you today. I'm sure you and our listeners and Teresa, too, will have some differences to add to the list, and we'll talk about it. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens and Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And our books are out there, both Teresa's and mine. You can get up online, find, just put our names in. It'll pop up. Something will pop up anyway. Normally good stuff. Mine's Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Gardening Guide, and more. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or what a lot of people like to do today is text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered. Just make a comment. Hour number one, Jim Hunter stops by. He is the owner of South Seminole Farm and Nursery, serving residents of Central Florida for 41 years. He's been doing that longer than I've been doing radio. I'm asking how the COVID-19 virus has affected gardening. Plus, he grows some neat crops like Seminole pumpkins and Roselli or the Florida cranberry. He'll talk about those, too. I want to give him as much time as possible. Hour number two, Teresa's guest is Stephen Biggs. And he grows a garden just about anywhere. He's a horticulturist, author. He just won several awards. And he even grows it in Canada where he lives. He'll also have lots of tips on growing plants, that's for sure. Webpage is up for a few more days for August. Don't forget to get up on our website, betterlawns.com, and you can send me questions, too. So lots of features there. We'll have the new ones coming up in a couple of days. Right now, let's join those making the program possible. Tom Benson is at the controls. He'll answer your calls. Teresa is co-hosting from home. Joni is here at home also. You can text us at 23680, or, of course, you can call in at 407-916-5400. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom. Good
Hi,
morning,
Tom.
Joni.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, Tom, you have a helper in today, right?
Yeah, we got Kelly, the assistant producer who's taking over the show full-time in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're going to be taking off on us. You're retiring.
That's right. I'm heading out of town.
You know, I have not signed your release slip here. Have you signed it?
Well, if you can find me.
Track it down. Well, you'll be here with us next week.
Sure.
And Kelly will be with us also then. That'll be great. Hey, I've got my trash can report for this week. 8 trash cans full of weeds. To turn into compost. I figure everybody's just waiting to hear that. Teresa, how was your week?
My week was very busy. Gave a great talk on luscious succulents and got some gardening installations going on. So I was busy, so it was a good week.
Now, you did this without an audience present in the room. So does that mean you're just there talking to yourself?
I am. I'm talking to the screen. I can see my slide presentation, and it was an interesting experience, but it was very enjoyable. What was interesting was this was going on in 5 different states. So I was talking to groups in Washington, California, Virginia, Arizona, and North Carolina, and then also here in Florida.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, I know the extension agents are doing it also. I'm not sure I want to do it.
the jokes are a little flat, you know, so you're trying to you know, get some kind of a response, and it's interesting.
It's only you laughing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tom, did you have a good week?
I absolutely did. Always have a good week, and it's been so hot, though, at night. I don't think I've dipped into the 70s during the nighttime hours all week long.
I know it has been hot out during the daytime also. I try to work some in the morning, but I normally do my office work in the morning, and out in the afternoon, 90 degrees. It's just
hot. Wow.
Yeah, it's hot.
So anyway, hey, which brings me up to a subject here. And, you know, it's hot right now, and we need to plant the warm season garden. Well, I started to count on my fingers and toes, and I figure that in 30 days it will be end of September, the 1st of October. 30 days later, it will be the end of October, early November. And so, you know, 60 days, and you're in almost into November. So at that time, the warm season crops better be producing some vegetables at that time. So you got to plant them now if you're going to do it. Here's something else that's interesting. In about 35, 40 days, it will be the time when crops, plants like poinsettias, start to initiate their blooms for the holidays.
That's true.
You know, things are happening.
I'm already starting to see cypress trees and maple trees turn color on the highways in the interstate, and it's just fascinating. I'm going, it's August, and they're changing color already.
I think we lost Tom.
I think we did. I thought it was me at first.
No.
You know, with the rains and the rain, it starts to change colors, the trees. But I find that interesting, you know, especially here in Florida when we don't have a change. Everybody thinks we don't have a change of seasons, but we sort of do. And they're starting to turn right now. So we're going to go ahead and get Tom back. He'll call us back, and we'll go ahead and take your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text 23680. And Tom Benson, he'll be taking your phone calls and your text messages and let us know. So we're going to also be talking again this second hour to Stephen Biggs, and he's fascinating. It's in Canada, but he deals a lot with plants that we grow here in Florida too as well, and he's got some gardening hacks, so we can learn a lot from him as well. I'm interested in getting Jim Hunter on here too. Seminole Springs Farm, South Seminole Farm, is a wonderful nursery and beautiful plants. And have you gone to the nurseries yet and started to look at your fall gardening? I've told a couple of people this is the time to go out and look at them and decide what you want to plant. It's a good time to put in flowers for the fall. Tom, you back?
I am back. Where are
we? There you go. Okay, well, I was just talking about going to the nurseries and with Jim Hunter coming up and South Seminole Farm, that it's a good time to go and look at plants to put in your garden.
It is a great time to go out there and do that. And I was thinking of mums. Have you mentioned anything about mums yet?
I have not mentioned. I've been mum about mum.
Okay. Well, it was a short for chrysanthemum, of course. And I don't think people are buying them like they used to. I remember there was a time when the nurseries used to fill with chrysanthemums.
But did they bring them in August?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. One nursery in particular used to have a big display, and I always worried about the ones and how they disappeared. They had to get rid of them. They flowered out. And the display life in much of Florida, North Florida is a little bit different, but even there where it's 90 degrees, display life is fairly short.
That's what I'm thinking is that, you know, I usually think about fall at the end of September, first part of October, and that's when I like to get my mums so that they can, you know, last through November.
Yeah, and the real trick to it, I think, is buying them in a little bit of tight bud stage just so you can see the color, so you know what you're getting, and then put them out for display. Do you plant them in the ground or leave them in the container or what?
I put them in the ground after they bloom, after the holidays, and so usually I get a smaller bloom in the springtime from them, but they only usually last about 9 months.
Yeah, what we have to remember in Florida is that we are under short days going through the fall, winter, and early spring, so the mums can keep flowering here where they probably wouldn't do that in the north if you're keeping them inside and then bringing them out for the summer season.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I was making my list, and about what is different about Florida gardening. I was out there in my vegetable garden, and I said, you know, what's different about the gardening in Florida? And the first thing I put on top of my list is most of us are growing plants in sand. And it's a real first move here, right?
It is. It's a big change. You got to change your whole mindset on what it needs to grow in Florida. And so the sand is one of those things. People don't like it, but they need to understand it's got a lot of minerals in it, and it's a good drainage. So we don't have to do that, and we don't have to dig rocks up. So
that's true. I remember my gardening in Maryland where, you know, you had to get the rocks out so you could get to the soil. But anyway,
yeah.
The other thing that really is different here that people don't realize when they move in, and planting dates are different for most vegetables and flowers. You know, a lot of people are thinking, well, I can put my tomatoes in May or June like they did up north. Too late. You missed it.
you missed it already. Yeah, it's very important. And then also too, the zones, you know, when we say zone 9 in California and zone 9 here, the humidity and the moisture, it's completely different. So you have to, Florida is onto itself, and it's a good way to learn about gardening, you know, with the with our soils and our temperatures.
Yeah, the other thing we have to realize is we're planting year-round. We don't stop in the winter time. We have vegetables and flowers that grow through the winter. In fact, it may be a better time for some of our plantings.
And weeds grow year-round. We're working in our garden year-round.
Yeah, we actually have winter weeds. We have ones that grow during the winter and ones that grow during the summer. It makes it kind of interesting. The other thing I had on my list there, we can grow something to eat outdoors year-round. I think it kind of gave that inference there. And most of our rain arrives during the summertime.
Yes, exact opposite. You know, April showers do not bring May flowers here.
No, nor May muds.
No.
And there's some things we can't grow, lilacs, forsythia. If you're in the northern portion of Florida, you probably can grow forsythia. Most bulbs that need a chill do not grow here also. And I'm constantly getting questions about lilacs. Do you get questions about lilacs?
I do, and I just kind of just say, you know, you can't grow them here. I had a question about Japanese maples the other day there.
Oh, yeah.
That they really want them to grow. And I said, no, you got to look at loropetalums. You got to look at St. Luke's plum or even some of the black diamond crepe myrtles to get that kind of look.
Yeah, lilacs out. Got to grow the lilac of the south, the crepe myrtle. Most of us can grow the tropical fruits and flowers. That makes it different outside in the landscape, which is kind of nice. We can grow palms throughout the year, which is kind of nice also. And the most prominent grass is St. Augustine. Let's take a break. What do you say?
Jim
Hunter will be with us. And he's going to be talking about the COVID-19 virus and how it's affected his business. And we will get with him. If you want to text us, probably a good time to text us if you want to do that. 23680. You might hold off on your calls, and we'll get those towards the end of the program. But anyways, 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
From scenic lakes and rivers to picturesque bays, Florida has many beautiful waterways that are perfect for exploring by canoe. But even when paddling on calm water, it's important to be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. Be sure you're physically ready for the effort, and always wear your life jacket. Before you go, know your limits. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. I guarantee it's going to be another hot day, but if you get out early in the morning and you wear a hat and you drink plenty of water, you'll be okay. That's what I try to do, but I still find myself out in the middle of the day. Teresa, I got a quick mum question here.
Okay.
It says, I purchased five mini mums, four-inch pots, and I'm wondering where to plant them and how much sun or shade they should have each day. What do you think?
Well, they need full sun. They like to do that. That's going to help them keep on blooming. And they just need consistent watering. They're very easy to grow.
Yeah, and if you don't water them and that root ball dries, they're going to wilt down very quickly.
Yes.
And you know, the little mums, I see them advertised. They look nice, but it takes a lot of them to fill a spot. So, I don't know, get a bigger plant. That's what I would do.
Yeah, they grow nicely. I mean, it's just one of those things that once they bloom, they're kind of, you know, gone. So get a big bang for your buck and get a bigger pot.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too. And you might just want to grow them in containers, and you can move it around as you need to. Get the most out of the plant. Here's two more differences I have for Florida, and then we'll get to Jim here. A bunch of the state still gets occasional periods of cold. A lot of people think they moved to Florida, and that's it. Never gets cold. But we even get a frost and a freeze sometimes. Haven't had one for a good while, but, you know, it will happen again, I guarantee you. Foliage plants plus orchids and bromeliads are commonly used in landscapes, which makes it kind of nice.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it is. Okay, I tell you what, let's get Jim Hunter in. Jim Hunter is owner of South Seminole Farm and Nursery, a University of Florida master gardener and resident garden expert for Seminole County TV, a friend, and he's been in the nursery business serving residents for 41 years, and the nursery is located at 2010 East Lake Drive in Castleberry, Florida. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Jim.
Teresa's with us here.
Good morning, Teresa.
Over here. Yeah.
Yes, good morning.
We're all here. We're ganging up on you.
Yes.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right.
Hey, listen.
It's a beautiful morning here at the farm.
What's it like at the farm?
It's a beautiful morning here at the farm.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I wish I was there with you. I love to be outdoors, especially in farming operations like yours. You know, I asked you to talk about the COVID-19, and it's affected all of us. What have you noticed about gardening at this time?
Well, of course, COVID-19 is a terrible thing that's hit the country, and hopefully we seem to be coming out of it. Initially, you know, we were kind of locked down, and things were kind of slow in March and April, which are normally, you know, busy times. But once they released folks kind of in May, then the business went wild.
Wow.
A lot of people were staying at home and, of course, you know, re-landscaping the yard or that kind of thing. And there's been a huge resurgence in vegetable gardening, fruit trees, all that kind of stuff has been really in high demand.
Now, I was going to ask you what type of plants. Are you having a hard time getting any of those from your suppliers, or are there still plenty out there?
No, well, a little bit, but we've been around a long time, so we know a lot of suppliers, so we really haven't had any major shortages of anything. Of course, we sold out of seeds, not completely out, but we sold a ton of seeds, and also the vegetable starts went very, very quick in May.
Yeah. Now, I had a question here from a person who listens to the program. And they wanted to know, do I have a favorite watermelon? I know you grow lots of watermelons, so I figured I'd ask you, do you have a favorite watermelon, type of watermelon you grow?
Well, you know I love my watermelons.
Yeah.
And I have probably grown, I don't know, probably 60 or 70 varieties over the years. Like the Georgia rattlesnake is one of the ones you don't see too much around, but they've really made a vast improvement on the seedless watermelons. Because we grew a little bit of both seedless watermelons. You know, the seeds are kind of expensive, and you can get two or three seeds out of each melon that you buy for a replant. They do need pollinators, so you have to plant some of the seeded melons around the seedless melons. But the taste is much improved in the last 4 or 5 years in the taste of seedless watermelons.
Very good. Teresa?
Yeah, Jim, so how do you thump watermelons? When do you know when they're ripe?
Well, I don't do that. I'm sorry, my ears are just not that good. Usually the little curly tentacles that go into the melon, usually when the one, not the closest one, but the next one to it turns brown, that's the indication that they use when they're cutting watermelons out in the field and loading them up. And you'll also get, you know, some yellowing or whiteness on the bottom of the melon, usually when they're ripe and whatnot. But,
that's easy. That's an easy way to do it.
Yeah.
Rather than
you got to grow one. Now, if you're in the store, you can't do that. But seldom ever get a bad, you know, melon that's not ripe in the store. That's kind of unusual. They know how to pick them when they're ripe.
Let me tell everybody, we're talking to Jim Hunter, owner of South Seminole Farm and Nursery, and a great gardener and a Florida University of Florida master gardener also. Now, you grow some specialty crops. One of them is a Seminole pumpkin, and one of them is Roselli, and you normally have those seeds available, right?
Yes, sir, and we have them pretty much year-round, the seeds. And, the Seminole pumpkin is a native pumpkin to the southeast U.S. It's called Seminole because the Seminole Indians still grow it down in the Everglades. And so it's being a native, it's a pretty easy one to grow. It's, you know, it's pretty tough. You can grow it pretty much year-round. We usually do a spring planting, and then we do a planting in June of the melons. So they can grow any time of year, except they won't take a freeze. If you get a freeze in January, February, that can take them out. But easy plant to grow. No real problems. Eat more pumpkins.
How about the Roselli?
Yeah, the Roselle is an annual hibiscus, first brought over probably in the late 1600s from Africa. It's from West Africa, and it's the it's a good, great plant. A lot of uses for it. You can make rope out of the stems. The leaves are edible. They have a little bit of a vinegar taste to them, but are sold and mixed in with salads. And the calyx, or the seed pod, which is usually formed in December, January, and it can be made into jams and jellies. Of course, the drink, Jamaican sorrel, is one of the more popular drinks that you can make out of it. And it's high in vitamin C and has a lot of good vitamins in it. And it tastes good, too. You know, it's kind of punchy in taste, and it's a very, very good plant, Roselle. But it is.
I've even seen it.
It's going to die in January.
I've even seen the seed in potpourri.
Oh, really?
The fragrance of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I did an article one time on a Roselle or Florida cranberry, and the gentleman said it was good with rum. I don't know.
I think that's how they drink it in the islands there. It is a traditional drink in Panama and some of the Caribbean countries.
Yeah, especially when it's so hot, and it'd be a good refreshing drink. Anyway, you are becoming the Camellia Capital of Florida, I have to tell you. And I guess I want to find out, I know what I like about the shrubs, but what do you like about the camellias?
Well, what's not to like, they're cold hardy, they're evergreen, and have nice, glossy, shiny leaves, which makes them look happy, and some fantastic flowers. And we're up over, a little over 300 varieties here at the farm. And
really?
I keep adding to that and just find a new one that I think is cool. And it's like eating potato chips. You can't just eat one.
Well, they kind of lost favor. And I wonder if people just don't realize that plant is available and it flowers at a different time of the year, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that's somewhat the case. We have a lot of folks that are transplants and come down here, and maybe they didn't have camellias in Michigan, and a lot of times too, when they're blooming in the wintertime, nursery traffic is not as heavy as it might be in the spring, so a lot of people don't. But the Central Florida Camellia Society, we're all trying to get the word out, and you got a lot of passionate people about camellias.
Yeah. Teresa?
Yeah, do you have any days at the nursery, South Seminole Farm and Nursery, where you have camellia days where people can come and look at these varieties?
Well, we're open pretty much 7 days a week. So they can come and, check them out any time. We do usually have some kind of a camellia festival, which goes on for quite a while. And we'll have classes on, how to grow camellias and whatnot, too.
Yeah, the time to come out and see them starts, somewhere around November, October, late October, November through the winter?
Yeah, the Shiquakewas, which are, kind of a dwarf. They're smaller than the Jamaicas, are normally blooming, November, December. And the japonicas are usually January and February. Of course, they both can bleed over and start early. We have thousands of camellias here. And so I was just noticing the other day there was a camellia out there blooming. One flower, but, of course, you got thousands of plants. So that's going to happen. You're going to have some early and late guys.
Good. Jim, we appreciate you being with us today, that's for sure. And thank you for all the good things that you do for the people of Central Florida, especially through your help in Seminole County. We appreciate it.
Well, I want to thank you, Tom, for all your work in Central Florida, and over the years, you're a real asset to our community.
Very good. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
Jim Thank Hunter, you, Jim.
Owner of South Seminole Farm and Nursery, and that's at 2010 East Lake Drive in Castleberry, Florida. 41 years serving the residents of Florida. We're going to be coming back. When we come back, we got time for your text messages, 23680, and, of course, Joni's Corner. She's got a beautiful story about an ox beetle. We'll be right back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you tired of your persistent window issues?
Fog inside the glass? Drafts? Are they difficult to open or close? If you have any of these problems, Renewal by Anderson can help. Renewal by Anderson is the replacement window division of Anderson Windows. For a limited time, buy one, get one 40% off. Plus, get 12-month special financing with no interest and no money down. Call 800-692-4261 now to schedule your free window diagnosis. Our windows are made with our exclusive Fibrex composite material. It's 2 times stronger than vinyl, won't warp or rot, and never requires painting. All backed by an industry-leading limited warranty that covers both product and installation. Call now to buy one, get one 40% off, and take advantage of our special 12-month financing offer with no interest and no money down. Call 800-692-4261 now. That's 800-692-4261 now. Renewal by Anderson, the better way to a better window. Offer ends June 30th. Not valid with other offers. Minimum purchase required. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for limited warranty details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
It's going to be a good day in the garden, I think. After the program's over, I'm going to go out and do a little bit of work in my garden while it's still cool outside. Hope you will be able to do that also. We appreciated having Jim Hunter on. And Jim, just a wealth of information. And he grows some of the unusual things like the Rosella Roselli and the Seminole Pumpkin. He has those seeds. A lot of people write me and want to know where to get them. Teresa, have you enjoyed any Seminole pumpkins or
I have not. In fact, Jim has spurred my interest, so I'm going to get some and try and grow it. I'm interested. Is it a sweet or savory pumpkin? What does it taste like?
Have you had cassava?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very similar to cassava.
Okay.
Melons. I don't know how to describe it. How would you describe it? It's not super sweet. It's really pumpkin-y. That's best I could do with.
Well, I love pumpkins, so that's a great option for me. So I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, and some of the people in my neighborhood love to grow the Rosella, the Florida cranberry, and so they like that when they make it into put it in salads.
Well, that reseeds readily in my yard, so it's something that it pops up, and you can easily get as many of the seed pods as you want for drinks and tea. So it's something that grows very easily here.
Sounds good. Let's see, if anybody wants to call, now's the time. I tell you, Joni's coming up very quickly here, but 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. Let's get Joni up and going. What do you say?
There she wow, goes. Right now, dear?
Yeah, now.
Okay.
When we point the finger at you, that means it's your time.
Okay. One time when Tom was out in our backyard, he spied a very large beetle lumbering across his path. He brought it inside, and we decided to give him a good home for a few days. We soon found out that it wasn't a he, the lady. Now, how we found that out, I don't know.
It had pink booty.
Okay. Anyway, but it was a lady ox beetle. So we have named her Oxalis.
Yes.
The way we found out he was a she, the male ox beetle has 3 horns on his thorax, and the lady does not. And she's a little smaller than the male would be. She was quite large, a little over an inch long, and about a half inch wide and thick. We had a rounded body, and is dark brownish black in color. She's not an uncommon beetle in Florida, and her relatives can be found much in the lower United States. Oxalis started off her life as a grub living in the soil and perhaps did a little damage to plants and eating roots to turf. Poor little thing. The grubs also will eat rotten wood and composted vegetation, but in her adult stage of life, there is no threat at all to anything. Her diet now is fruit, which has dropped to the ground. In his captivity, she enjoys sliced apples and peaches. She's a lucky beetle.
No.
Yes. We eventually set her free with a little slice of apple. She can have a lifespan of about 4 months and soon digs a hole in the ground, and the resulting mound has a three-quarter hole in it. There she lays to lay her eggs. And the life cycle of the ox beetle begins again. So you see a little mound of dirt with a large hole on the top of your yard. Let it be. It might be Oxalis ensuring the survival of her family.
Very good, Joni. We love that beetle. I took her.
Yes.
I took her to talks and everything. Yeah. And Teresa, when I let her loose finally, you know, she was kind of docile. She didn't do anything in the little container we had her in, and we took her all over the place for about a week or two. And I don't know how I found out she liked peaches and apple slices. But as soon as you put those in there, that beetle went to them. I mean, that was moisture and food. And when I released her, she was down and under the ground, I would say, in less than a minute. That's how
wow.
She knew what to do. It was just amazing. Yeah. Hey, listen, I got a text question here. If you want to call us, now's the time, 407-916-5400. And here's the one. What vegetables should we plant now in Central Florida? Now, Tony's got some things that he planted, right?
He did. He planted the patio tomatoes and also Mr. Stripey, Phoenix, and Somerset tomatoes, and then also peppers. So that's Tony's bailiwick. He loves peppers. So we planted some cow horns and some bell peppers and banana peppers. And so I'm looking forward to those.
Yeah, and when I lost my connection, I have no idea what happened to the phone there back there, but I was saying now's the time we have to go through and get the warm season vegetables in, because we only have about 60 days of good producing weather, then we move into November, and who knows what happens there. But if you want corn, you want cucumbers, you want squash, any of those things, plus the tomatoes and peppers, mine are in right now. I mean, they're...
Yep.
They're ready to go. So that's what we plant now. And coming up at the end of September, we can come start with the cool season vegetables. So tell you what, let's take a little bit of a break here. I will tell you, I've got my September list here. And here's the early plantings, lima beans, snap greens, cucumbers, eggplant, pepper. I forgot eggplant. I'm not an eggplant fan. Southern peas, dill, squash, and tomatoes, all those. And at the end of the month, we have broccoli, cabbage, celery, collards, lettuce, mustard, strawberries, and turnips. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida's boating environment is always changing. New sunsets, new experiences that you won't find anywhere else on Earth. But one thing that never changes, boating while impaired by drugs or alcohol. It's illegal in the state of Florida. Boating under the influence will land you in jail, or worse, kill someone you love. It's just simply not a risk worth taking. Learn more about Florida's boating laws at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we
understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%. But now, airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
And thank you for joining us there on Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. I tell you what, to give everybody equal time or amount of time needed, we're going to go right to the phone calls. And Teresa, who do we have first?
We have Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly.
Morning, Beverly.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We are all okay. At least I'm speaking for myself and Joni here. Teresa sounds perky also.
Yeah.
I am.
So how's it in Tallahassee today?
Well, this is a remarkable thing. It's the end of August, and usually up here, you stay inside with the air conditioner down to about 70. But it's unseasonably cool. The high, of course, we're going to have rain, but since last week when the storms came up through the Gulf, it's been so mild. The high today is going to be 80, which
wow.
Up here, yeah, for up here, that's just wrong.
I'm going to come up there. Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to be 90-something, so just a couple hundred miles away. That's interesting. Now, you sent me a list of what you're planting. How soon will you be putting the lettuce seeds and the green seeds in the ground?
Well, usually I wait till after Labor Day, but with the weather like it is, you know, I could do it any time depending on if the moon's above ground or below ground, you know. All I have to do is go get my seeds. My timing's off. But, you know, and then October 1st is when I put in my garlic. Last year I made a mistake and I got it in too late. It needs that extra month to completely clove up. You know, you get the bulk. Sure. Everything I pulled up was like an onion last year.
Well, you can replant those in the fall.
They're hanging in little bags to keep them dry, and you know, I'll be out there getting that bed ready next week. But it's unseasonably cool for here, and not that I mind that.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm a little trepidatious about putting something in, and then we get that Indian summer and burns everything up sometimes.
And you know it is. Now, you sent Teresa and me a pretty picture of a paper birch, a river birch. Teresa?
Yeah. It was beautiful, and it was so big. What kind? Well, do you know what variety it was?
Well, they're river birch. I don't know the varieties of river birch, but there are five of them, and they line the bottom of my driveway. And I planted them when they were about 4 feet tall. And, you know, trees drop their limbs. Who knew? You know, I knew pecans were messy. They drop their limbs. But palm trees drop their fronds. Sycamores drop their limbs. River birch drop their limbs. Every afternoon when my husband comes home, he stops and picks up all the limbs that have fallen in the driveway, you know.
Yeah, they're not, that's good. That gives him something to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Barbara, we're going to have to run because we got another caller we'd like to get in.
I just wanted to check in.
Thank you. We appreciate that very much and appreciate your updates all the time. Teresa, who's next?
Well, we did have Pete in Rockledge. We want him to call back because he either got the phone disconnected, but we want him to call back. So we can take text messages and phone calls at 407-916-5400.
Yep, and I've got one here. I got a text message. This person has a Keith mango growing under the plant. I don't know what it's a seedling. Will the mangoes? Oh yeah, I guess it must be a seedling or something. Will the mangoes be the same, or do they need to be grafted? So this would be a seedling growing under the parent Keith mango. And what do you think?
I think it would be fine. I don't think mangoes need to be grafted.
Yeah, it's going to be similar. You can't guarantee it. And some mango seeds are what they call polyembryonic, meaning that there's more than one seedling inside the seed, actually. And so if it's a nice, vigorous-growing mango, I'd dig it up and reset it and see what I get.
Sure. Now, would that be like twins?
Polyembryonic? Yeah, so when it's polyembryonic, I think one or two will be like the parent, and there's often another one that will be different genetic makeup.
Hmm.
But still, they're probably pretty similar. You know, it's like an avocado. We get the seeds out of an avocado, and everybody starts guessing, well, what will it be? And so it will be similar, that's for sure. And I had a good friend of mine who used to plant the avocado seeds, and he had great avocados from them. It takes about 5 to 7 years. That's the only problem.
Yeah, they do take a little while.
So anyway, I'd go ahead and give it a try. That's for sure. So it's what we can plant at this time of the year. That's still the question out there. And again, the vegetables would be tomatoes and peppers. And if you're in North Florida, you can grow some of the greens like Beverly's doing. We also have squash and cucumbers. Teresa, who's your guest coming up?
We do. We have Stephen Biggs, and he is one of the Green Gang, and he loves to educate on how easy it is and fun it is to grow gardens in your yard. So he's just a wonderful guy, and he's going to give us a lot of great information.
Yeah, and he'll be calling us from Canada, right?
Yes, he is.
How about that? He just won some awards. We'll talk about them, too. So anyway, go ahead and get our text messages in, 23680. We'll be back after these breaks. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago
to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.